I wish you guys could see us. We would make a perfect Avatar team.
Wait. Tell him who am I supposed to be?
Okay. So if you know Yash, he would match the perfect. He would be the perfect Iroh.
Probably not. Bro, you like? I thought I'd be Sokka. He's like, no, I'd be Sokka.
I'm Sokka.
See, now everybody wants to be Sokka, but we all know I'd be Sokka. Though I'm just saying,
Seth would be a perfect Zuko. Tell me not.
I don't even remember who Zuko is.
He'd be a perfect Zuko.
What do you mean?
Bro, I can see you as an Iroh. Huh?
Yeah.
Yash. Yeah.
Why? Leaves from the vine.
Yeah. Losing hair. Nah.
Nah.
Hey. Just kidding.
Nah, he built. He's built like Iroh.
After the war.
Yeah. After the war. Yeah.
Aloha. Aloha, Terrell.
Aloha, Deidre.
And aloha to everyone out there too.
Yes. Aloha to you, folks.
Cause right now, we are about to dive into some pretty interesting topics.
One's relationships and hardships.
To one's childhood and trip down memory lane.
That's right. We are ready to talk it all.
So join us in our show,
DT Talks. Aloha, friends and family. Welcome back to a new episode of our podcast, DT Talks Season 5. Woo! Yeah, but this time, I'm alone hosting. Kind of alone because I've invited... Oh yeah, one thing I need to explain is that Deidre's in Austria right now, so I have you guys figure out what's happening in her life. But yeah, I've invited one of my good friends, and you know him as a very familiar voice from one of our previous episodes. So we have Yash as our guest host for today.
Hello.
So yeah.
Nice to meet you guys. Well, actually, no, I'm not meeting anybody, but nice to be here today.
Nice. Well, how do you feel now being our host?
I feel like it's a privilege. I'm going to go back home and call my mom and tell her all about this. Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Well, yeah. Well, I mean, I'm sure your mom's going to be really proud.
Always. My mom's always proud of me. What do you mean?
Well, anyways, guys, we have Yash today as our guest host, and I'll be hosting still in the meantime. So, yeah, he'll be giving awesome comments, and he'll be... hosting.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah, well, for this special episode, we'll be talking about it a little bit soon. But in the meantime, we'll go to the news. You ready, Yash?
As I'll ever be.
Okay, here we go. This is Uncle Taro back at it again with another news from the goodnewsnetwork.org. Today Yash, we're going to comment whatever I comment, okay?
Okay.
Okay. The news here today is where's Walrus? You can help scientists by volunteering to count marine mammals in the satellite images.
Dang, how do you do that? Go on, Uncle Taro.
Okay. Scientists are appealing to the public to help them monitor the number of walrus in the Arctic by looking at images taken from space. The real life, where's Wally? Project will see animal lovers scanning satellite images to help monitor walrus populations among the Arctic coastline. Conservationists hope that the Walrus from Space Research Project will give a clearer picture of each population is doing without disturbing the animals. The project led by the WWF and British Antarctic Survey uses space satellites to capture thousands of high-resolution images of walrus congregated on more than 25,000 square kilometers of Arctic coastline, an area larger than Wales.
That's a lot of walruses.
Anyone can take part in the walrus census using their own computer, but they must undergo a short online training module before starting. Rod Downey, Chief Polar Advisor at WWF, said, "It's easy to feel powerless in the face of the climate and nature emergency, but this project enables individuals to take action to understand a species threatened by the climate crisis and to help to safeguard their future. What happens in the Arctic doesn't stay there. The climate crisis is a global problem, bigger than any person, species or region. Walrus are an iconic species of great cultural significance to the people of the Arctic, but climate change is melting their ice home." So, walrus is Uncle Taro's favorite kind of animal.
Why?
Because they look very fat and they don't do anything at home, and they have big teeth, and then they can just rest whatever they want, whenever they want.
Bro, bro. You just describe like half the uncles back in Malaysia. You just chill, dude.
Whatever. Because I'm the also uncle, what, right?
All good, all good.
Okay. This is all your news from Uncle Taro. Take it away, Yash.
Alright, much mahalos, Uncle Taro. We enjoy listening to good news, right? It's always nice to get some good news in, get the positive vibe.
Hey, can you be like more enthusiastic?
I'll try to be more enthusiastic. It's hard to read off the script and also give my own energy behind it. But nah, thank you so much. But yeah, Terrell, do you want to tell us why you picked the guests we have and let them introduce themselves?
Yeah, for sure. Like, you know, like I really appreciate two of, you know, Yash's biggest fans here. The reason why we invite both of these guys.
It's a privilege for them to be on the same podcast as me. They'll probably go back home and call their moms too.
Anyways, we have Kamala all the way from Hawaii and Seth also from Hawaii, right? So today we have a very special topic. It's about Halloween in Hawaii. So we'll have both of them introduce themselves.
Hope, how's it, everyone?
Like, they can't actually hear you, by the way. They can't.
I know. I know they can, but you know, I always like saying how's it to, you know, all the people that I like to meet. My name is Kamau Yamamoto. I've been going to school here for about 3 years, and I am stoked to be here on the podcast today. Honestly, I love walruses too. you know, if you ever go to SeaWorld in California, you can totally get to see them. That's the first place I saw sea lions. Walruses. Actually, the second place, because I think the first place I saw them was my family reunion. But it's all good.
Okay, cool. Well, nice to meet you, Kamala. Welcome to the show. And that's Seth. Spontaneously just comes to our episode here today.
Yeah. Man, literally was at like Subway's. Like, what are you doing? I'm at Subway's, got my drink.
Got interrupted during my lunch, but this is Seth Thompson. I'm also a student here at BYU Hawaii, and I'm excited to be with you guys today.
Yeah. Why are you here? Are you a student? Are you a student? Said it earlier. What the heck?
Yeah.
That's just me. That's cool. Well, nice, you know, to have you guys in our show today. How do you feel now being our guest? Exciting.
Dude, I feel honored. I mean,
this is my first experience with a podcast, so it's a first for everything, I guess.
Yeah, just so you know, everything's going to be very spontaneous because Deidre's not here. So this is one of the only episodes that we're going to have everyone as a guy. And so we're going to joke around a lot. The other one was, you know.
Well, I guess because she's the other host. So yeah, it's never been an all-guy episode, huh?
Yeah. This is
awesome.
Yeah, the other time was just Ammon and just me and him. That's it. But that was a long time ago.
Long time.
And more of just the point that it's a special occasion in Hawaii, and I mean, by the time this episode comes out, it's gonna be on the 30th of October, so the day before Halloween. So whoever's listening here today, so
gotta get them hyped for Halloween.
Yeah, you have to. You guys have to.
Wait, is Halloween on the 30th or the 31st?
So it's 31st.
Oh, jokes. Yeah.
But in Hawaii, we celebrate it on the 30th.
Oh, really?
Nah.
Bro. Okay. So, we got to know Kamala and Seth a little bit now. So, we'd like to turn the time to Yash on our Would You Rather questions.
Yeah.
Are you ready, Yash?
I am ready with my first question. Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Okay, so the first Would You... So, this is like so we can kind of get to know you guys a little bit, get your response. No worry, no pressure. It's simple questions. So, the first question is, would you rather be alone for the rest of your life or only be surrounded by people who constantly annoy you?
Ignore you?
Annoy. Just being around them just makes you annoyed and angry and upset. So you can either be alone or around people that...
So this is not like a relationship, like a wife kind of thing. This is more just like people in general. Shoot.
Hey.
All right.
So I already have one of those situations. So I would... I would pick...
It's a hard question.
I would pick being around people that annoy me, just because I have the option to like not pay attention. I'd rather be surrounded by people and do my own thing than just be by myself. That got hella deep.
Really deep.
No, I was gonna say the same thing, just because it's more fun with more people. So,
Even though they annoy you, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, I can't be alone.
Being alone sucks.
I say all of this, I'm like, nah, I can't be alone longer than a few hours. I gotta go out and get my interaction. What about you two?
Yeah, honestly, I like having space. So I think I'd rather just like not do much.
So be alone.
Yeah.
That's hella sad. Good thing they can't see us.
Yeah, it's a good thing it's just a audio podcast. And
But yeah, did you get the next question?
No, I didn't. Did you put in the...
I didn't. Oh, do you have the next question, or is this still me?
No, it's just all
it's
you.
It's my first time. It's all me.
It's all you.
It's all me.
Yeah.
Okay, have you guys seen How I Met Your Mother before?
Parts of it.
Kind of. I didn't watch the whole thing.
Yeah, no. So this thing called the slap bet. So you make a bet with your friends, and it slaps.
Oh, yeah.
And so the options are you get... So if you're wrong, yeah, you get 5 slaps as hard as they can at there and then. So, you know, 10 slaps on the spot, there and then, as hard as they can. Or... 5 slaps whenever they want. Never expires, ever. So, yeah. Which would you rather do?
I'd spread them out.
You'd spread them out? I would take all 10 right there.
Right there.
What? I wouldn't want to be on my wedding day, you know, 20 years from now getting slapped.
Yeah, nah. Oh. Seth, what would you do? What would you
do? I still want it spread out. That way it doesn't, like, just keep constantly hitting. I have time to recover.
Yeah, but like, wouldn't like the anxiety get you? Like your friend's walking by, like,
oh, actually, that would kind
of
hurt. But...
Coming out of surgery, just boom.
At least like, if you're getting like 10 in a row, you know you're getting it all then, and like your face probably would get numb after like the second or third.
But this
one,
is your friend doing it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I would trust them to only do it at, like at a time when it's actually not.
Nah.
Yeah, I'd probably get them all at once then.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's better to just have it all at once.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I'd probably take it all at once. I don't think I can get the anticipation.
Yeah.
Take the anticipation. All right. Yeah, I got a good one here too. Would you rather have police hunting you down for a crime you didn't commit, but you have to be in the run, or an actual serial killer hunting you down?
Serial killer.
Serial killer?
Bro, why?
I would just mob the crap out of him. So I'd take him down to Waianae. Boom. Done.
No, but you never know when he's going to hit. Like, you can't sleep in peace ever. At least you know police aren't going to kill you in your sleep. Or, I don't know.
But will they?
Nah, okay, like, the police won't kill you. They're just
I mean.
They want you alive.
But then if you get arrested, you could be in there for, like.
Oh, yeah, what's the, time. What are they trying to get you for? Like, is it
just a crime you didn't, like a murder crime. So they can't kill you, but they can't kill you. Like, let's say they can't, I don't know how the
So you get like a life sentence.
Yeah, like a life sentence.
Like 99 years.
Honestly, I'd take the police, because then I could run away to another country.
Oh. Yeah.
Then you'd be fine.
He knows the tricks.
Yeah, actually,
you've done it before then.
That serial killer will follow you to another country. The police got jurisdiction.
Oh.
Getting political.
But no, actually, so like that's actually a lot of the time the case. So Australia has no death sentence, yeah? So every time there's a drug charge with like countries that are really strict, most of the time they'll try to run to Australia as fast as they can so that they don't get the death sentence.
So, yeah. Interesting.
What about you, Terrell? Run from the police or serial killer?
Yeah, I think I'd rather run away from the serial killer. If anything, like, because I could die anytime, right?
Hey.
From a serial killer. But if I get like jail, I can still live. Actually, I don't know, huh? Jailing time is also not.
Yeah, nah, I wouldn't want to drop a bar of soap in jail. I'm just saying, bro. Oh, like, there's worse things than getting killed. I'm just saying.
I forgot about that, huh?
We did soap in prison?
All right, this one's an easy one. This one's an easy one. I got the next one. Be invisible or fly?
Fly.
Flying.
Fly
hands down.
I don't know. You can do a lot with being invisible.
Gas prices went up. I'm flying.
Okay, I'm taking visible.
Man, in Hawaii especially, huh?
No, you can do like a bank heist or something, or like an art heist with being invisible,
okay,
and you have money.
Okay. But if you're invisible and you're carrying a sack of money,
No, but the security cameras won't know who it is.
Oh, that's
and you
true.
Can drive away and no one will know who it is.
True,
then you can become invisible.
Yeah, but when the car crashes into you and the ambulance is trying to find you. I don't know who it is.
Why are you going to have his answers, guys? Just let him have his answers.
Okay,
I was going to pick invisible too, but...
I would only be invisible when I'm doing something...
Good.
Good, yeah.
Oh.
Like getting money.
Yeah. Now he's like, actually, I'm going to use my powers for good.
Man, that sounds pretty messed up, huh? Like, just...
Yeah.
<Right? Small>
Okay, would you rather have an extra thumb or an extra toe?
Extra toe, because you can hide it easier.
But how are you going to wear shoes, though? Like,
I would go with the toe, too.
Yeah.
I would go with the toe.
Why?
Because you can amputate
it. You can hide it. Like, if you have the if you have the extra thumb, like
it's just like
it's there.
Are we saying like if we can use that thumb or like because people have extra fingers and they can't use it?
It's functional.
Is it functional? Okay, I say they're both functional. Well, yeah.
Oh, I guess that'd give you extra grip if you're like.
Wait, that's like just one extra thumb on one hand, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, not both hands.
No, I'm taking it on my feet.
Yeah, the negatives outweigh the positives.
I would go from 12 toes to 11 toes.
Okay, this one's kind of a nasty one. Nasty one, right? Would you rather clean a toilet with your toothbrush and then use that toothbrush? Or
no, easy.
No, what's the other one? I'm taking whatever the other one is.
Or clean the floor with your thumb.
Oh,
shucks.
Wait, nasty. Clean the toilet rim, right? Not the inside?
No, the whole toilet. The toilet.
The
whole
the
toilet.
Inside too? And then you can't wash the thing, you gotta use that after.
Yeah. Well, like, I don't know.
Honestly, I feel like the ground would be cleaner.
I know, man. Over no here, Hawaii, sand everywhere. Freaking girls walking tongue? Barefoot everywhere.
Ugh.
And this is the floor in your own bathroom or like in a public one?
Oh, it's like your own bathroom.
Oh,
bro, I don't even know half my roommates miss half the time. I'm like, there's no pipes in the bathroom. How'd that water get there?
Okay, fine, maybe, definitely
toothbrush. Okay, toilet. Yeah, I'll do toilet.
Yeah, I do toilet too.
Convince me.
Toilet. Yeah. How many questions am I in?
Okay, you're actually good now. We have 5 questions already, right?
Is that 5?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Okay, well, I got a fun one, though.
Okay, this is the last one.
Sixth one, because I'm special, let's right? Go. Feeling it.
Yeah.
All right, would you rather star in Star Wars or a Marvel film?
Star Wars, guaranteed. What? Well, actually...
Nah, I'll go Marvel. Yeah.
Actually,
I'll go Marvel,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, I don't know.
For me, if... Because, like, the first few Star Wars that came out were, like, the good ones. Like, the first...
I wouldn't want to be in a new Star Wars.
Yeah, because most of the ones are hella weird, bro.
Clown, bro.
I would be in, like, the...
the OG ones.
What is that? Not the Mandalorian one. The series.
Oh, I guess that'd be kind of cool. I'll put a helmet over that.
Just wear a helmet.
Just be like, oh, yeah, I'm that guy in the back this week. Wait, aren't you actually in, like... You were in a 5-0, yes, sir?
Yeah.
Oh shucks, really? Oh,
I was in a couple.
NCIS Hawaii. Yeah.
The last one that just came out on Monday.
Oh, came out already?
Yeah.
Why are we watching that?
I never even watched it either.
I
gotta see it tonight, boys.
All right. What season? What episode?
It's season 1, episode. Is it 5? It's called Gaijin.
Gaijin.
Yeah. Cool. I'm just in the background. You'll see me.
Just walking.
I don't
want to
spoil anything, but.
Well, guys, if you want to check it out, Seth will be in that episode of NCIS.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Here we go. I mean, like, in Malaysia, we'll be saying, like, oh, it's in AXN, but I don't know, what do they show here?
I don't know if it's even on TV. Yeah, that's a good
question. American channels, or on streaming platforms, if you want to go watch it.
Yes.
But yeah, thank you so much, Yash, for hosting our game today, and thank you, Kamawa and Seth, for introducing yourselves and pretty interesting insights about you two so far, so... But yeah, hope you guys, friends and family, that you're able to know them a little bit more. So, we'll just dive into our episode here today. So, we know that everyone around the world, especially in America, in the US, right, that is well known to celebrate Halloween. And what about Malaysia, Yash?
What about Malaysia, bro? Honestly, what I know from Halloween is just from cartoons. It's not
just from cartoons.
So, Malaysia has 51 public holidays.
Yes.
So, like, we have stuff to already celebrate. But, like, Halloween is just one of those things that, like, the rich of the rich kind of celebrate in their little compound housing and they have trick-or-treating in them. But, like, most of the time, like, I think most of the activities we had were, like, probably church-related, if anything. Like, we just go to church, have, like, a piñata, do some small kind games, dress up. And that was, like, Halloween for me. But, like, I never had, like, the full American experience where people just go all out, you know?
And go trick-or-treating, right?
Trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was it for me anyways growing up. I don't know about what, because you grew up in what, up north, yeah?
Yeah, well, yeah, a little bit northern part. Like, not much of Halloween happening, but mostly it's just like, it's a celebration in the shopping malls. People just promote candy and it's so stupid, but it's so it's supposed like to be a celebration, but they're using it to market their
marketing
thing. The stuff, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, what about you guys? How was that like over here, like in Hawaii? Like, because, like, you grew up in Big Island, you grew up here in Oahu. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if there's, like, a difference, because, like, Big Island's a little bigger.
Probably a difference.
Probably. Yeah, I grew up on the Big Island and kind of, like, out in the countryside. And so whenever we had, like, Halloween, it was so spread out that, like, you would drive from neighborhood to neighborhood to get to the different candies.
Different candies?
I mean, like, the different people. I mean, like...
All right, okay, we drive two more miles south and we get all the Snickers bars, all right?
Well, it's funny because, like, so my hometown is, like, an old plantation town.
Okay, yeah.
And so many of the people still live together. So, like, a lot of the Japanese live together, a lot of the Hawaiians, a lot of the Filipinos. And so it was cool going to, like, the different neighborhoods. And so, like, I remember, like, the Filipino neighborhoods had, like, the best candies.
Yeah.
And, like, they even gave out ramen. Like, it was awesome.
You gave, like, out ramen?
Yeah, like,
bro, what? For us kids, yeah,
we love that. And, like, heading up towards, like, the more, like, I guess the well-off neighborhoods, they would hand out, like, popcorn on the street and stuff like that.
Okay.
Cotton candy. And
yeah, cotton candy. Damn, I remember, like, one time they handed out, like, caramel apples, and that was, like...
Dang. Bro, that's, like, expensive.
I know. Man. We're like, how are we getting this? Like, I've seen this neighborhood every other day of the year, and it does not look like this. But, no, Halloween back home is... I don't know. I'd say it's different from Oahu.
Yeah, definitely. Because, okay. I mean, mine was pretty similar, but really different at the same time. Because we basically, like, so I'm from the central area,
yeah,
and then there's, like, different neighborhoods, but they're, like, pretty much one out of all the neighborhoods would get all the kids from, like, all the other neighborhoods. So, like, everyone would congregate at one certain area.
Yeah.
And this is, like, more, like, the bigger houses. It's up, like, more up into the mountains, I guess, like, Mauka side.
Mm-hmm.
And these houses got, like, people decorate them, make, like, haunted houses so you can, like, walk through,
oh,
like, a haunted house. And at the end, you get candy and stuff. Yes. If you can, like, get through, like, the last... thing or whatever obstacle. And then, like, if you go to, like, where I'm from, it's, like, just an apartment building. There's, like, nobody there.
Uh-huh.
So,
you didn't do anything in the apartments.
It's, but, like, that's why all of us would just go to this one place, and it just be like the streets were filled.
Okay, what's this street called?
That's a secret.
If I tell you, I have to kill you. Yeah,
true.
But
yeah, like, I read online, or I just looked it up, like, a few hours ago, is that over and on Oahu, Hawaii's largest Halloween parade is the place to be for those who want action. And I heard that we shouldn't miss out on some of the best costumes and parties that you'll find anywhere, including the mainland. So I heard there's an exhibition or whatever it is that's going on here that I've never been to, because the last year is the pandemic, right? Actually, there was a parade, kind of a parade in Aloha Stadium, right? Or something?
Oh, it's like is it the drive-through, like, haunted?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
They have it this year, too, I think.
Yeah, I think they actually did.
I know one of our friends, Keola, did it. Shout out to Keola. If you ever listen to this, hi.
I mean, like, this island's pretty known for having big events. So, like, we have the Haunted Plantation.
Uh-huh, yeah.
We have, yeah, that drive-through. And then, like, Haunted Lagoon, that used to happen at PCC. Like, I spent a Halloween here, and it was fun. Like, the community, dang, the students, like, everyone
how
was
long
around.
Ago was that again?
That was, like, shoot, I think I was, like, 12. So, like, nine years ago, I think.
Holy shucks.
About a decade
ago. R.I.P.
Yeah, no, I remember when I used to work at PCC, one of the boss was saying, like, the lagoon was, like, run by most of the students and stuff, but they stopped doing it because... we'd have to work in the morning, do all of our jobs, and then go to school, and then come back at night and then run the lagoon. So it was just too much for the students. Man. Yeah, so that's why they kind of stopped it. But apparently, one of my other friends, Grace, also shout out to Grace, she was saying when she used to work at the call center, people would call up and be like, are you guys doing the Haunted Lagoon this year? And she was like, I don't know what that is, but okay. That was funny.
Fun fact about me, Yash, and Kamala, we used to work together in the... in the canoes, you know, we used to push canoes and just give tours and stuff.
Yeah, push people around, talk behind their backs.
Classic joke right there.
Yeah.
I mean, like, a lot of people will be like imagining, why are they talking about pushing canoes? What? Pushing the canoes instead.
So, I guess background. So we work by the Polynesian Cultural Center, and then there's a lagoon in the middle of the center, and we give tours. So we all used to be tour guides, except Seth. Seth was
security. Yeah, I was security, so I just watched him from the side.
Hey, quick question. What was the weirdest thing you found in a bag?
In a bag?
You do, like, bag checks, yeah?
Yeah, shoot. I don't know what weird, because I found guns. I found...
Oh, for reals?
Yeah, but that was, like... it was an undercover officer.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay, okay.
I found, I don't know, cooler bags full of, like, beer and stuff.
Yeah, just, like, confiscated. Yeah. And take it back home.
Oh, no.
I was kidding.
I feel like I found something really weird, but I can't remember right now.
Nah.
It's pretty crazy.
Because BB, one of the boys, he's canoes now. He said he literally found a dildo in a lady's bag. He said it was the most awkward interaction he's ever had.
There's no coming back from that. Once you see it, you touch it, and I'm like, you're like...
All right, ma'am, have a good day. Like, it's not a restricted item. Like, what do you do that in? So, yeah, I don't know. That's what I thought.
Just let it probably... through.
Just let it through.
It's, like, it's not a weapon. It can't really say anything. Anyways, back to Halloween.
Oh, my gosh. That's funny, man. So, yeah. No. I mean, that's a question for the both of you, since you guys lived here for your whole lives. Unless you guys moved around before. If you did move around before, like, how do you guys celebrate Halloween? Like, with your family and friends and all that?
Usually, I go to my friend's house, and we just, like, after we trick-or-treated, we just go home and, like, I don't know, watch movies and stuff and kind of stay up late. That was about it. We did, like, before that, we'd have, like, costume contests and stuff at the mall. Shucks. I did one of those when I was, like, a little kid.
Did you ever win?
I think I got, like, third place. Oh. I was a shark.
What did you dress as? Whoa. What did you wear?
I was a shark.
You just had like a just a shark head or
no, my face like came out of its mouth or something. Like my body was like the body.
Wait,
of a shark.
You were not even sure what you were wearing?
No, I don't know what I was wearing. I'm trying to remember.
Probably like a long time ago when he was like five.
Yeah,
or something.
I was like maybe 10.
Another one.
Nah, you good. Wait, so like have you guys experienced Halloween in the mainland at all?
Not yet.
No.
Oh, okay.
I've seen it in, like, movies and stuff, though.
Yeah, okay. No. So, I've only done it... Well, I was there for, like, one Halloween. So, I went down to St. George for Halloween. It was all right, bro. Those guys go hard, my guys. Because, like, the thing me and my siblings were talking about, we're like... Because, you know, Malaysia has 51 public holidays, and we just have tons of stuff to celebrate. Yeah. In America, there's not that many things to celebrate. Like, they go big on. I say, like, 4th of July is a big one. Yeah. Halloween's a big one. Christmas... So, like, Halloween and Christmas, they go, like, hard. You know what I mean? Like, they don't have anything else to celebrate. So, there's, like, decorations, lights, as far as the eye can see. And I guess it's mostly for the kids, too, sometimes. So, they just have candy and all them, haunted houses, all the good stuff. But, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of, like, the beginning. It marks the beginning of, like, the holiday season in America, at least, I think. Halloween.
Oh, yeah, because then you get, what, Thanksgiving.
You get Thanksgiving.
Christmas.
You got New Year's.
Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah.
Hey, to all our Jewish listeners out there. Shalom.
What about you, Kamala?
So, for me, at least Halloween growing up, we always went to Trunk or Treat, hosted by, like, our ward at home. And then sometimes, like, it was always fun getting to, like, see, you know, all the ward members. And then usually my family and I, we'd go, like, trick-or-treating on the streets as well. But it's kind of cool. Like, I went to boarding school.
Oh, okay.
And so when we celebrated Halloween in the dorms, we would all dress up to go to dinner that night. And then there were some houses on campus. We had, like, the headmaster, the headmistress, like, a few professors living there.
Okay.
And so we'd go to like house to house to get candy, and they would hand out like huge amounts of candy because they knew that like since we were living on campus, we couldn't leave if it was the middle of the week. And so
yeah,
it was always fun like kind of being with like a bunch of different kids. And yeah, we literally just listen to music, grab candy, go back to our dorms.
Wow, sounds like a fun time.
It's just hella fun.
I'm over here just like...
Sounds like an reminiscing awesome time.
I missed out on that. Oh, damn.
The good old days.
You had to be there to enjoy it.
Fair enough. It really sounded like you guys like celebrated it as like a really big tradition for you guys, right? In the U.S. or...
Definitely something to look forward to. More tailored toward like little kids, I feel like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like kind of what Seth said, like, it's kind of the beginning of the holidays. Like, from there on, it's basically, like, Thanksgiving,
everything
Christmas,
just
New
one
Year's
after another.
Each
I
month.
Guess so, huh? Yeah, no, I guess, like, Halloween's, like, different for different age groups now. Because the kids just, what candy, trick-or-treating, that's just the go-to. And then you get into, like, teenage years, and then you can't really trick-or-treat. I guess it's, what do you do in your teenage years?
Kind of an awkward area because you can either go trick-or-treating, but it's like your other friends are like, oh, that's kind of immature. Yeah. So then you end up just kind of like going to your friend's
house.
Everybody's
got like a big ego and trying to act all
cool. Right?
But then like,
and then you
but
get
then you
out
get,
of
like,
it.
Yeah, then you get to college and you're like, shoot, I want to go trick-or-treating.
I
want to like,
candy. I just want to stash up.
I
want to
carve
up
a pumpkin. Like, yeah. I think we may just do that next week. Carve a pumpkin.
I remember carving my first pumpkin in 2019. scene, bro. It was hella fun, bro. Mine was the coolest one too. Like everybody else made like penguins.
You make
and
a
stuff.
Moon or what something?
Penguin. Circle. Okay, thank you very much. But nah, it was hella fun, dude. And we like baked the pumpkin seeds and ate them afterwards. Oh, and it was actually good. Okay. It was a good time. Yeah, no. Okay, yeah, so we cover like kids, and then teens, you get into that weird phase.
Yeah.
I guess
yeah.
like you could probably get with your friends, like for teens who are listening. I guess like getting with your friends and just watching like scary movies would be a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
I feel like that's all we did. I mean, in, like middle school, high school.
Yeah, like you do that, and then there's just something about Halloween, like everyone can be a kid. Like you mm-hmm. have that time to like, not necessarily like, oh, just pigged out on candy, but like, everyone's afraid of something. So, like, Halloween's a good time to be like, oh, shucks, like, I'm 30, 40 years old, and I'm still scared of witches and spiders. Like,
I know what you mean, man. I'm not scared of anything except small spaces.
Except loneliness.
Depression. Oy. 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 Yeah,
Halloween, guys. Halloween.
Got kind of deep there.
A little bit. Well, I guess then what? So teenagers, you got that. And then you get to like our age, kind of like young adultish, and like you kind of want to do fun stuff. Like we want to go get dressed up, dude. Because I know like in Lai'i, apparently they do it for college kids, and they'll give you like book supplies, pens, and like ramen.
Wait, really?
And then, yeah. Oh. So one of my friends
told you that.
Yeah, no, I was like,
are you sure it's this island?
Yeah, no, she's like, they like do it for the.
You trick or treating in the sea store.
Trick or treat.
You have to buy
yourself.
Are you
going to pay for that? Trick or treat right away. But then I guess, then eventually you just get older and you get to adults and then you just go. Like, I know a lot of the times back at home, a lot of the friends just used to hit the clubs because that's when the girls
hit the clubs.
And like you just look at the girls get dressed up, right? I wish there was a girl here because I'd just be like, oh yeah, don't you guys like dressing up for Halloween? Because I feel like it's an excuse for them to wear whatever they want and just say like, oh, Halloween.
Yeah.
Everybody got hella quiet then. Okay, never mind. No, we're not going there. Okay, nah. All right.
Anyways, I feel like in Lai'i especially, I didn't get to celebrate it till last year and there was the pandemic. But
oh, man.
Yeah. But I heard like in the streets, at least outside of BYU Hawaii, there's like people will be like walking around with their costumes, trick-or-treating. So were you guys there for that before or?
Yeah. So yeah. Like our first Halloween all together. Sorry, Ash. we dressed up because I'm like when I came my first Halloween here in Lai'i as a kid. I remember students walking around and they blocked off the roads.
Dang.
Almost every house participates, but it's always fun, like, not only seeing kids and communities, but it's like one of those moments that everyone gets to be together in something.
That's cool. Did you get to, Seth, did you get to experience
anything? Oh, yeah. Before? I was with him too. Yeah.
Oh, you were with him?
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
I went as a salesman.
Yeah, I was a construction worker.
Oh, those were your costumes.
Yeah.
No, really creative.
Yeah, we weren't that creative at that time.
That was our work outfits for
So did we decide what we're doing for this
Actually,
Halloween?
That's true. That's what we did for the summer for work.
I think this year we kind of want to do Peaky Blinders. I think that would be sick. Yeah. But I wish you guys could see us. We would make a perfect Avatar team.
Wait. Tell him who am I supposed to be?
Okay, so if you know Yash, he would match the perfect. He would be the perfect Iroh.
Nah,
probably
man.
Probably not.
Bro, you like. I thought I'd be Sokka. He's like, no, I'd be Sokka.
I'm Sokka.
See, now everybody wants to be Sokka, but we all know I'd be Sokka, though. I'm just saying.
Seth would be a perfect Zuko. Tell me not.
I don't even remember who Zuko is.
He'd be a perfect Zuko.
I didn't have time for that. What do you mean?
Bro, I can see you as an Iroh. Huh?
Yeah.
Yash, yeah.
Why? Leaves from the vine.
Yeah. Losing hair. Nah.
Nah.
Yeah. Just kidding.
Nah, he's built like Iroh.
After the war.
Yeah, after the war. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nah. But yeah, it could be, should be.
Yeah. I know last year in BYU Hawaii, at least, we had a haunted house in one of the halls or one of the dorms.
Really?
It was like built. Interior, everything was made by students, and we just whoever has the tickets and has their negative test results, they get to go inside and just experience haunted house. Like it's very authentic because I went to a lot of different Halloween haunted houses, and they're not as nice as this one, even though it's like low budget and all DIY stuff, but it's super cool. Last year, I was dressed as Uncle Roger. Okay. So if you know who he is,
Is Uncle Roger ever shout out to us at all? No.
No, man. Like, I tried to get
Roger, if you're listening to this, what's up, man? Just come support your own boys from your country, bro.
We burnt rice in the holla the other day for you.
Oh, yeah. Did you guys see that? Yeah, you had to.
I had to. I saw
the video.
You saw the video?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Yeah.
Wait, anyways,
was it rice?
Yeah, it was.
No, it wasn't. Just to give you guys a context, like yesterday, not yesterday, it's on Thursday.
Thursday
night, someone burnt their cooking, or like they just left the stove on while they're boiling pork in.
Oh, it's pork.
With the stove on the pot. So yeah, the place was on fire and it was not.
It's funny, we had a fire drill that morning.
Yeah, we had a fire drill.
When the actual fire happened, everybody just stood outside their halle instead. We're like, oh, this is happening.
Yeah, so for Kamala and Seth, like, how would you like describe that your Halloween experience to people who don't know what it's like? Like, if they come to like EA today, or if they come to Hawaii at least, like, what should they expect? Should they also dress up? Should they also say trick or treat? Because me and Yash, we're from Malaysia, so like we never did any of those things. It's also still new for the both of us. So, what would you suggest or? What should we prepare for?
Oh, definitely prepare to have fun because it's gonna be a good time. Just gotta make sure that you go all in. Don't just be like one of those people that come out and walk with everybody that not have a costume on. Make sure you have a costume and then make sure that you're all in.
Yeah, get like a construction hat.
And don't do what I did. Yeah.
I think kind of like going off of what Seth said, like going all in, like enjoy it. Like I said, Halloween is one of those times that, holidays in general are times that we can, you know, be like kids again. Always fun, like, going as a group, going house to house. And, you know, being in La'i, being in Hawaii, you know everyone. And so, you know, it's always nice seeing, like, the auntie or uncle that you've known for the longest time and you're dressed up as, like, a character. I think to them that helps them feel young again, you know, getting to see, you know, people that they know out there. But Halloween in Hawaii, it's one of the things that just brings us all together.
Yeah.
Definitely expect a lot of different candies. Don't even expect candy. Like, sometimes you'll get ramen. You know, for us college students, like, that's a meal. That's a blessing right there.
Yeah.
I remember some houses, like, they would hand out, like, dollar bills, which was like, how did they do it? Like, how did they do that? Like, but...
Which ones were these? Go back secret, like 20 secret. Times.
Drop a pin.
No, but yeah, Halloween in Hawaii, it's always fun.
Yeah, that's cool. It's good to know. Like, I like how you said, like, you know, this kind of celebration brings you together as friends and families. And, you know, get like what Yash was talking about earlier, like in the US at least, there's not a lot of celebrations, but you get to like get together and just have fun and all that more often. For us, we get it super often. We have our Deepavali that's coming soon, Chinese New Year, Hari Raya, Eid Fitri, and
I guess we go harder Malaysia Christmas Day. Too because yeah, we're Christians. Yeah,
it's weird because we don't have that as a holiday, like a public holiday, but it's mentioned in the calendar. And we just celebrate it. We just get together. But I feel like for you guys, you know, it means a lot to you at least, right? Like, does your family set things up as well, or
is this for Christmas or Halloween?
Oh, Halloween, of course. Halloween.
Oh, I was like, wait,
we're switching holidays now.
Back when I was a kid, I feel like we did it a lot more. Like, my mom would like go all out and like make it like the experience for us.
Yeah.
But now, not as much.
Because more, you guys are all grown up?
Yeah.
That's why?
Yeah, that's probably why a little bit.
I think it's... I mean, my family was the same way too. And as we got older, you know, we stopped carving pumpkins and stuff. But that I have like my nephews and nieces,
yeah,
and my parents are grandparents now, they've started to dress up too. And I think last year, or the year before, my family went as the Incredibles.
Oh.
And so like my parents, my sister, my nephew and niece, like... Yeah, it was like really cool to see them all participating again.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Shucks.
Yeah, nah. Kind of makes you want to have your own kids so you can
do the same thing.
If I ever have kids and I take them to cheating, I take their candy out. It's like, oh yeah, no, you can't have it.
No, hey, ask again. Get the bigger ones.
Full size bars only.
Oh.
Yeah. Hey, quick question, because you served in Japan, you served for your mission, and you served in Pompeii, Micronesia. How was Halloween there? Because was it non-existent in Pompeii?
No, Micronesia, like, they celebrated the crap out of it. Like, we
really?
Really? Wow. You wouldn't expect that.
Yeah, it was funny. Like, it was, kids wouldn't dress up, so what they would do is they would get markers, and they would, like, draw on their faces and stuff. And, like, it was weird. Like, there would be, the police would throw out candy. They did that like throughout all the holidays because they started celebrating Christmas from like September on, and so Halloween was just another reason to celebrate. But yeah, both of my Halloweens in the mission, there's always fun things going on.
Mm-hmm.
What about Japan?
Oh man, Japan, they definitely don't go as all out as they do in America for sure, because I didn't see that many people like on the streets walking around trick or treating or anything. But as missionaries, I don't know, most of the missionaries are American, so we would always have like a little Halloween party that we'd throw, invite like the members to come over and stuff, but it wasn't really like a huge deal over there. It's more like a kind of like the same as like where you guys are from. I think it's more like a marketing kind of thing, like a festive thing, yeah. But
interesting.
Fair enough.
It's good to know, yeah.
Similar.
Yeah. So for, out of, again, different curiosity, off topic a little bit, like, what's the weirdest costumes that you guys like wore, or did you guys just spend a lot of time on it, or like even seen, you know? Okay. Yeah, that works too.
Yeah. No, let's do war. I feel like war is a better question. Come on, head.
I'm trying to think. Like, okay, this probably isn't the weirdest, but like, I bless my dad's heart for this. So I always wanted to be a Power Ranger.
What color?
Red.
Red.
No. So
everybody know what the white one's the best.
I think my dad, like, he went to go get my costume, and he comes back and it's like the off brand Power Ranger costume. And I was just like, what the what is this? Like, it was like maroon trooper or something. Ghetto. This is the worst. I know. Like, looking back now, I'm like, dang, I was the maroon trooper. Like,
not everybody can say that.
Exactly, yeah. Hey, no, there were 12 others that said they were. We showed up to that trunk or treat. There's like 12 other maroon troopers there. I was like, oh, shit.
It's always the worst when you get one of those generic ones that like everyone has the same one. You're like, oh, no.
Yeah, everybody wants to be a Red Ranger.
Yeah.
Like, you already know this year's.
Power Rangers, eh?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that would be.
Like, this year's going to have Squid Games people everywhere.
Oh, my gosh. I can see that happening.
Red light.
Yeah, like 100%. Green light. It's going to be those green jumpsuits and the pink. Whatever.
Yeah.
What about you, Seth? Yeah. What's the weirdest costume you wore?
Besides,
I didn't wear it because I didn't want to wear it. My mom, when I was like a little kid, like my mom got like this French fry one. It's like it's like what is that? Medium fries with like some fries sticking out. And,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Just put it over you, but I was just so mad. There's like pictures of me just like I have it. I'm like trying to like shove it away and stuff. And I was like, that's it. Like, there's no pictures of me wearing it.
What was your brother when you were a French fry?
Oh, he was some other like McDonald's thing too, I think.
Oh,
like,
that's kind of cool.
Oh, bro, shut up.
There's a theme. Wow.
Big Mac French fry. Like, you one more sibling and be like a
another
large
time,
dice.
Two for six.
I was a monkey once too. My dad was like the, what is Curious George? You know, like that guy with
the yellow hat?
Yeah, my dad was the man in the yellow hat, and I was the monkey.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's pretty cute.
That's interesting, yeah. I mean, we did get to dress up when we were in Malaysia, right?
I've only ever dressed up a couple of times. We had like a YSA one, and then me and my friends just like put fake tattoos on and just like went as cholos, fucking teardrops. And then I dressed up as a pirate once too. It was funny because I dressed up as a pirate. I went there. One of my other friends was a pirate. I was like, dang it.
Idea stolen.
Nah, I don't think I've done any weirder ones besides that. No, how about you? No, have you dressed up?
I think like the most more time spent on was probably, what is the show called? You know, in Disney, there's the show that you get to go back in time.
Oh,
you know, Future.
No, that's not Disney.
Back to the Future.
Back to the
Back to the Future is not. Is Phil. Disney? It's not Disney. No. Anyways,
give us a bit more context.
they dressed in white, and then they warped back in time.
They warped back in time.
Yeah,
they go back. Yeah, Phil of the Future, yeah?
Yeah, Phil of the Future.
Phil of the Future.
That's the series. Wait, is it?
It's a movie?
It's a movie, yeah.
Oh,
okay. You know what I'm talking about?
Do they have, like, the DeLorean or whatever? No.
That's Doctor Who.
No, that's not
Doctor Who. Oh, no, that's Back to the Future.
Oh, wait, is that Back to the Future?
Wait, no, I know.
You know what I'm talking about?
He goes back in time, he tries to win the lottery and stuff, and then, like, some random dude wins it instead or whatever?
Yes, that's the one.
It's Back to the Future.
No. Back to the Future, you know. Wait. You know what? That's why we got phones. Yes, I'm going to Google this up real quick. I feel like it's Back to the Future, probably.
It's not Back to the Future.
You guys guess it before us, comment below.
Yeah, better please, man.
Back. Nah, yeah, you know what? It'll come to me. It'll come. Yeah. Let's not worry about it.
Anyway, while I look up in a bit, let me just also ask, when you go to the doors, like in or Hawaii in the US or wherever, you say trick or treat, right? And you knock on doors and you say trick or treat.
Yeah, right? I need to say trick or treat. If I know them, I'm just like, I'll be like,
hey, and just grab candy.
Yeah, just like, how's it going? You know, distract real quick.
You see some kids that just run to like the next house, just grab, go to the next house, grab, and then they'll come back to the same one again, grab.
Bro, I love, so like, whenever kids would do that back home, my family would purposely like hold on to a candy bar.
Like
grab it and like,
yeah. I don't know. I feel like if I ever did it, I'd probably be one of those dudes that sat in the costume with the bowl on his lap just to scare the crap out of the
Or like they see some houses are like pitch black and dark and you just see this bowl of candy like in the darkness. So you have to walk through the shadows and grab it.
November 1st, it's still there.
I've had some of those and like people like scare you out of the bushes as you're trying to go to it and stuff. Just give kids heart attacks.
Wait, have you guys ever done haunted houses before though?
Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. Mine was pretty lame, but I think if we did Haunted Plantation, that'd be fun.
Oh, yeah, there's some.
Keely didn't go, but Seth went multiple times.
Yeah,
I've
been a while, yeah.
I heard mixed reviews back in 2019, because, like, everybody was saying it was, like, school kids and stuff doing the scaring, and they're like, roar, what's your number? You're really pretty. I was like, what the heck? You're committed to your character, at least.
Hey, that won't happen to us, though.
Nah, I did that one. I did one in 2019, too. It wasn't too bad. Yeah. I don't know, people would roll out from underneath the bed.
Yeah, I did a couple in Utah while I was there. Bro, there's one in Utah. It's in Thanksgiving Point. If you guys are in Utah, go hit that one up because that one was really good, bro. There was a couple of scares that just got me, bro. They just got me, I walked into this kitchen and I was like, oh, he's probably gonna be around that right side corner, and I was like peeking around the right side waiting. Man literally walked up to me from the left side behind the fridge and just like peeked into my face and was like, hi. I was like, oh, bro, he got me good. But nah, there's some good ones out there, for sure. Bianca, do you want to take us away?
I'm still looking.
You're still looking for the thing.
Yeah.
So, the Haunted Plantation's good, except they just cram way too many people next to each other. So, like, it's not as scary. But I did one in Japan once where, like, they made you go alone. And, like, you had to go alone. And they'd be, like, spread apart, like, by, like, a couple minutes. So, like, there's no one around you. Yeah. Like, that was terrifying.
Bro, that's
it had, like, scary. The wind, like, would blow on you and stuff. Oh, yeah? Did you remember?
No, I found something else. Sorry, you can continue with the story. So, if you watch Minuteman.
Oh, Minuteman. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right?
Minuteman.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't
even
know.
That memorable.
I mean, like, this is our era's time. Who knows about that movie?
Yeah.
It's actually pretty trashy if you think about it. It's not even that
really
good.
It's trashy, but it was just whatever was on TV back then, so
yeah,
just kind of had to watch
true.
It.
True. But yeah, I was dressed as that when I was 15 in one of the church events that I went to just to dress up. But I think that's the only one where I like spent a lot of money on it, with the white jacket, white long sleeve, turtleneck. Sure.
Dang, it's hella hot in Malaysia too. I'm just imagining you sweating at the party. Like, I know, bro. Oh my costume looks really good though. It's okay.
Luckily, there's AC there too, so it was great.
Nah, it's true. No, I was gonna make a comment off sets because, like, in Malaysia, not really a haunted house thing, but we go for like self-confident building camps and all that crap.
Oh.
And like a part of it that we had like activities like the night drop.
That's right.
We'll be out in the freaking jungle in the middle of nowhere, and they'll be like,
it was pitch black too.
I'll tell you about the time I went for camp. So it was I was like 17, and they call the night walk. Yeah. So like there's like six checkpoints with little like, it's in the middle of the forest, but there's like six little tea candles, and you gotta go to each checkpoint and like grab a little like zip tie or something like that, and then you gotta get all six and get to the end point. And so it was actually a little spooky too, that one, not gonna lie. So I was sitting down, and then they were like, oh, we're gonna pair you up in groups of two. And then they put me with like the cutest Chinese girl in the whole camp. And I was like, oh, yeah, gonna get this girl around my arm. And we were just waiting in line going. And then one of the camp counselor comes up and he's like, hey, man, you look hella brave. Do you want to go on your own? It's like, no, I'm not brave. I'm chicken. It's okay. I'll just go with her. And he's like, no, come on your own. And I was like, I'm not going to chicken out now. So I was like, I went and did it. And then it's funny because like the teachers were like behind the trees, like trying to scare you and all that stuff. But the scariest part for me about that one was, so before we went, we sat in a big group and we did like a head count and everybody would like say their numbers. It'd be like 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever. And we had 50 people. And then for some reason, when we got all the way to the end and the last person went through, we did like a head count again before we hit it back. And the three times we did it, out of three times, like twice we had 51. And it's weird because like you just count like you're like 1, 2, 3 and everybody said the number, right? So I don't know. But yeah, that was probably the spooky one. But anyways.
I remember you telling me about that one. I was like, oh dang, sketchy.
Kamal was like, this is the seventh time I've heard this story.
That's cute.
Yeah.
Green light.
Honestly, I feel like in Malaysia, we can't mess with like, talk about Halloween sometimes because like we talk about in like, yeah, there's the like, yeah.
Lady,
yeah, right? But in Malaysia, we really can't talk about like a lot of things because like, it's literally, Malaysia's literally haunted.
Like I feel like Hawaii and Malaysia, the one like similarity I could make the comparison. I think we have a respect for the life after death and like the spirits, and like we believe, like even like for us when we go in the jungle at night and you need to pee, you always apologize first because you're not in your own area, you're in someone else's place, and so you gotta apologize before you pee.
Well, it's funny because we do that too in Hawaii. Like I mean, you always just like, oh, you know, mahalo, or like, mahalo.
She's guys.
Like, all because.
She's watching.
They're watching.
No, yeah, I think, just kind of like thinking about that, like, in Hawaii too, like, Halloween was always kind of like the mainstream Halloween. We never delved into like any of that, like, scary like stuff.
True.
Scary,
it's, it's like too real. Yeah, like,
yeah,
too real,
like
too real.
Yeah, it's like if I want to experience that, like shoot, so, you know, just go to grandma's house on the weekend. But yeah,
it's fair enough. But yeah, well, I think that's basically what we needed to talk about this whole episode. So thank you so much, Kamala and Seth and Yash, for being our like guest host for today as well.
It's a pleasure. I hope I'm glad you did well.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, no worries. So, in the light of celebrating Halloween, is there anything that all of us need to learn about Halloween? Like, what's the, you know, main takeaway, or at least about family? You know, why is it so important to all of us?
I'm just gonna piggyback off those couple of Kamawa's comments earlier. I liked how it creates a sense of community, not only within your family but around the people around you. I believe that even though you live next to someone, you could like live next to someone your whole life and not actually know them. And I guess like celebration and things just give us more of a reason to come together and just to better know each other, you know. So I guess that's my big takeaway.
Yeah,
I think my biggest takeaway from all of this is, in Hawaii, again, we're all family. So celebrate together. You know, it's all right to pull pranks and stuff, but please respect the people, respect everyone. You know, it's one thing to scare, but if it's anything that is detrimental or harmful to the community, don't do that. Yeah. Have fun, be safe, and make it a good time.
Yeah, be good always, right? What about you, Seth?
Yeah, I mean, I know there's like a historical thing or behind how Halloween started and stuff, but I don't remember what it is, and I don't remember if it's like really like
I don't remember what like it is either.
So I was or like, anything like Christmas is, but shoot, I apologize if it is, but I know that it's mostly Halloween has always just been like a time to like have fun. I don't know. It's like the only way to put it. It's just have fun, have a good time, get together with family and friends, and help the kids have a good time. I mean, all ages can have a good time during Halloween. So,
you know, cool. Well. Thank you so much, Seth, and thank you, Kamala, for, and Yash, for giving all these comments. And I think, like, one thing's for sure, we're not sponsored, but One Ohana sharing aloha, right?
During the dance moves.
One sunrise dance.
Ooh. Too many memories. Too many.
But yeah, like, I feel like here, at least, it really makes me feel that we're bringing together as a family and celebrating together as friends and just... You know, it's one of those days where we feel like there's a connection between you and a stranger. Oh, that sounds so wrong. Anyways.
Don't go connect with all the strangers you see, guys.
Okay, to your friends, definitely. But I think this is one of the celebrations that I really appreciate, because it's one of those times where you actually, like, it's a kind of an excuse where you can just be with your friends and just, like, have fun together, right? And that's the same with family, too. You mean you're with your family, and it's one of the greater opportunities, for sure.
Yeah, I guess thank you everybody for listening. If you are listening, if you still are listening, yeah, thank you for making it this far. Grateful. Thank you to Kamal and Seth for joining. Seth especially for being at the last minute.
No worries.
What did you want to say something, Kamal? I don't know what he said, but no, he's
we're good.
I was like, you just stated the mic. But no, thank you guys for being here. Thank you, Terrell, for having us. Thank you guys for listening again one more time for probably the third time. But don't forget to check us out on all of our platforms, right? Terrell, whatever our platforms. You got Spotify. Yeah. Got
Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Amazon Music as well. So
yes, yeah. All of those. Yeah, yes, many platforms to listen to us. Yes,
for sure. And also, please be sure to follow us on our social media platforms, Facebook, DT Talks Podcast, and Instagram, DT Talks _podcast for our latest news and updates, and especially, you know, about the episodes, for sure. So, but yeah, thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful day. And this has been, should be DUI or YD.
YD.
Or DT.
DUI.
DUI.
Right, and this episode will be DY Talks, yeah?
DY Talks.
Okay, 1, 2, 3. DY Talks. Yeah. Okay, say something in Hawaiian.
Mahalo.
Mahalo nui loa means thank you very much, and alu hui ho means please have a good day.
Hey, you took Hawaiian Studies 101.
Man, you even took Hawaiian Studies. What the
heck? Hui ho means see you again, yeah? See you soon. Hui ho. Oh, yeah. Thank you very
much.
Alright,
have a good day, guys.
Shoots.
Perfect. Catch you later. Bye.
Bye.